Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The State Department of Law's Criminal Division is struggling to keep pace in light of deep budget cuts and a rise in drug-driven crime. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports.
Crime is up all over the state. In Kotzebue, the increase is especially dramatic. The district attorney's office there is now handling double the number of cases per attorney than any other office in the state.
The Kotzebue office is dramatically underwater, and we have to get them more resources.
Deputy Attorney General Rob Henderson says the result, not just in Kotzebue, but statewide, is that district attorneys have had to prioritize going after violent felonies ahead of any other cases.
We do not have the resources to prosecute all the offenses that come in the door.
That means some cases are not prosecuted at all, or the criminal charges are resolved in other ways, like plea agreements, which are easier for prosecutors to deal with, but sometimes come with lighter sentences.
It is a very hard conversation to have with a victim of any type of crime, no matter what the crime is, but any victim, that you're unable to prosecute this case to the full extent of the law because you don't have the resources to do it.
To fix this, Governor Bill Walker is asking the legislature for more than $1 million to add 5 state prosecutors based in Anchorage, Bethel, and Kotzebue. One of the positions is a statewide drug prosecutor. Longtime Anchorage Assistant District Attorney Kathleen Runnels has already been hired to fill that role. She'll focus on large-scale drug dealers fueling Alaska's opioid epidemic.
Theft crimes, burglaries, vehicle thefts, shooting violence are all connected to drugs.
While prosecutors try to keep pace with rising crime, so too has the Public Defender Agency, which represents people charged with crimes who can't afford private defense attorneys. State Public Defender Quinlan Steiner says the lawyers in his office are already struggling with their own heavy caseloads.
We are unable to meet with clients and assist them in their cases in a timely manner.
The governor has requested more funding for the Public Defender Agency, along with the additional prosecutor positions. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.
Two Anchorage women face charges for drunk driving and causing accidents on the Parks Highway Tuesday night. Alaska State Troopers report that 54-year-old Lanielle Braskett and 47-year-old Eileen Henry and a third woman were in an SUV that was reported to have hit a guardrail near mile 258 near Healy, then sideswiped a pickup truck near mile 278 south of Nenana. Troopers say their heavily damaged SUV nearly collided head-on with a trooper patrol vehicle before being stopped at mile 285. They say investigation revealed that Braskett was driving during the first collision and Henry during the second, which resulted in an estimated $6,000 damage to the sideswipe pickup. The two drivers both tested in excess of the legal alcohol limit. Braskett, who already had a revoked license for a previous DUI, was arrested for drunk driving and leaving the scene of an accident. Henry faces assault, DUI, and leaving the scene of an accident charges. Work begins this spring to repair a Delta Junction area flood control project. The Natural Resources Conservation Service and the Soil and Water Conservation Service will administer the Delta Clearwater Flood Control Remediation Project. It involves repairs to infrastructure completed in 2001 south of Delta and west of the Alaska Highway. Officials with the agencies will talk about the project at a February 15th meeting at the Delta Junction Community Center. A news release from the two agencies notes that if Congress fails to agree on a budget and the government shuts down, the meeting will be canceled. I'm Dan Bross.